being an evacuee, it means you are not in your natural place, you are not at your home, so there's that lack of comfort that is there. But the nature of it is you're facing a disaster, so you just have to hang in there and hopefully things will be all right sooner than later.
So briefly, tell us about how you were told to leave the city.
The city is it's in Alberta, and it's about a little over 400 kilometers away from Edmonton, which is north of Edmonton. So there were a bit of fires, I'll say, on the Sunday prior to the city catching fire, which is about 2 weeks ago. So on Monday and Tuesday, the fire started really growing big, and the only hope was that they can control them while they are still on the other side of the river. But unfortunately, on Tuesday, the winds grew, and I'm assuming the sparks managed to jump to the other side where there's lots of homes and subdivisions there. So once the fire was over on the other side, it the houses caught fire, and it was just it just continued to keep burning and catching on to the next and following subdivisions as well. Some were completely razed to the ground. My house personally wasn't affected. I'll say what I know from the maps is that it is the structure is still up. I don't know the rest of it, whether it's still good enough, but it's still standing. And there's quite a bit of Zimbabweans in the community, so I'll put this is a ballpark figure, maybe between 150 to 200.
And now, in terms of mortgages, I'm told that you are not paying anything right now, and you're being assisted by government to actually stay in a hotel or somewhere. So what are you going to do with your mortgage since you bought that house?
For most mortgages, there's been a little bit of a reprieve from the mortgage companies and banks. They have sort of offered people to maybe hold a bit on the payments until things are clear or until they build back their lives. So that is what is sort of happening. And basically, most of the companies have given that. And in terms of living, I would say the cost is really high. So the government did chip in. But basically, you also have to have some out-of-pocket expenses.
So right now, where are you and your family?
We're in Edmonton, Alberta, and just as before, we are paying for most part for ourselves, insurance, and a little bit of assistance from the government.
So is it a hotel, or is it sort of like a camp or something like that?
Now I'm in town. We're renting a place.
And when are you going home?
That is uncertain. Right now, the government will tell the people when to go back. And the fire is still burning, uncontrollable. So right now, it's not really safe. And they have to fix the infrastructure. So that's your water, your sewer, and electricity, and things like that. So for now, I do not know. And it's a guessing game. Kind of when everyone is going back.
And in terms of work, what is going to happen?
Right now, I'm not 100% sure what that means. But, and again, for most people who are working out in the camps and all sites, the work was sort of, had already started again. But because the fire increased, so they put in a short stop order kind of thing.